One Hand Speaks. Hey, hey, my friends. This is Alejandro Anastasio with the One Hand Speaks Storytelling Podcast. Humorous, intimate, and enlightening one-handed stories about life and beyond. Episode 27. This week I'm going to be talking about TED Talks, specifically TEDx and my experience doing two TEDx talks and coaching TEDx speakers for 2 years in a row. Right now, TED Talks are hot. People are gravitating towards them. Businesses are using them as teaching models. People are watching them. Schools are watching them. Organizations across the board, people stay up late watching TED Talks. Generally speaking, people love TED Talks. And for a lot of presenters and speakers, it's kind of a highlight. It's a milestone to say that you've done a TED Talk. Now, last week's podcast was another milestone for me, which was to compete in the 2014 Toastmasters International World Championship of Public Speaking in Kuala Lumpur. I made the semifinals, didn't make the top 10, but that was also very special for me, a great experience. I learned a lot, looks great on my resume. Some bragging rights there. I got a little street cred, if I could say. And because of that, on some small indirect level, I received an email from a friend showing me the application for the TEDx talks in Boise. And they said, "Hey, Alejandro, I've heard you speak. I know you just got back from the World Championships of Public Speaking, and I think you should apply for this TEDx talk." So I did, and I was accepted. And therefore, I was able to do a TEDx talk, the opening TEDx talks here in Boise, Idaho, in 2015. That was a good time frame for me and One Hand Speaks to compete in the World Championships of Public Speaking and then back it up with a TEDx talk. Now, just to be clear, that's not a TED talk. That's a TEDx talk, known as an independently run TED-affiliated talk in Boise, Idaho. So anything with an X and then a city name or an idea name is a supported talk by TED. We have to follow a lot of guidelines as far as branding, media, website, how it's organized, how many people can be there. But nonetheless, it is an affiliated TEDx function, supported by TED Talks, but not quite a TED Talk. And then I want to bring this up because even a number of the people that I coached the next 2 years often say that they've done a TED Talk. And I'm very clear when I say that I did a TEDx Talk, TEDx Boise, TEDx Twin Falls, TEDx Youth, TEDx Women, those kind of things. And I just recently ran into one of the women who I coached for the 2017 TED Talks. And she introduced me to her colleagues who she was speaking to and said, "Oh, this was my coach for my TED Talk." Now, at that point, I'm not going to say anything, but it wasn't a TED Talk. It was a TEDx Talk. And if you do really well with your TEDx Talk online, you get a million or so hits, TED might ask you to come and talk for him. Now, I had a great time speaking in Boise in 2015, and then again I spoke at the Twin Falls this past year in Twin Falls, 2017. I coached in 2016, and I coached in 2017, Boise and Twin Falls. So I'm rocking Idaho. Might have to do a TEDx Idaho thing. And I had a great time. And what's interesting is that I do both TEDx affiliated talks and I'm a Toastmaster. So last week I spoke about going to the 2014 World Championships of Public Speaking. I just like saying that because it's so long. And then 2 years, 3 years after that, I did a lot of coaching and I did two TEDx talks. This talk, this podcast is really going to be about my experience with TEDx as a speaker and a coach. And then next week, I'm going to talk really about TED versus Toast. TED and the Toastmasters. Toastmasters on TED. Let me get some TED on my toast kind of thing. Because I have some devoted TED heads, and they're only into TED. They don't want anything to do with Toastmasters. And I have a lot of Toastmaster colleagues that really don't want anything to do with TED. And a couple of them are like, I don't even see the point of those, which really doesn't make any sense. But I find myself in this position a lot because I'm also deep into superheroes, right? And I got friends that are Marvel, and I got friends that are DC, and I got friends that are Marvel bashing DC, and I got friends that are DC bashing Marvel. And you know, my thing is, I don't even know what the point is. Should I go on? Mac and PC. Now, I'm a Mac head. I'm not a fan of PCs, but I don't really bash them. I don't really use them enough. I'm just a Mac head. But these conversations, I think, sometimes I just say, you know, why are we even having this conversation? I take the best of both. And there's great things in both Toastmasters International and the TED Talk phenomena. And there's some cons to boot. But today, I just want to share my experience doing my TED Talks, coaching TEDx speakers, and then some relationship with Toastmasters International, how it's a little bit different or what I like more about TED Talks, TEDx Talks in this capacity in relation to Toastmasters International. How about a little history of TED? TED actually stands for Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And originally, the TED Talks started in 1984, and it really just revolved around these areas of technology, entertainment, and design. And I do believe that the first TEDx conference that was put on in Monterey, California, spoke about the compact disc and some cutting-edge 3D graphics with Lucasfilms and maybe even the e-book. So it got a start. It was back in 84. That was a while ago. But the word on the street was the conference didn't make any money. They actually lost money, so they didn't reboot it again until 1990. It was at that time that it really started to become an annual event in Monterey, California. It really started to pick up some momentum. It was really the speakers' cutting-edge place of cool ideas, of passionate people, of people doing new things. It was the spot. But I'll tell you, it wasn't until June 27, 2006, when the first six TED Talks were put online, that it just went virally nuts, just beyond crazy. By September of 2006, all six of those TED Talks had 1 million hits. And then, well, the rest is TED history. 1984, 2006, and now 2017, and TEDx has opened up into independently franchised talks that a community can put on, like here in Boise, Idaho. So in 2015, the TEDx Boise Talks opened. I applied and I spoke. And I'll tell you, it was a great experience, especially at that time. I had been a Toastmaster for about 5 years and a professional speaker for maybe 8 years at that point. I have a lot of experience speaking. But then, you know, doing the Toastmasters competition, I learned a lot in the Toastmasters wavelength. But now we're talking TED. And the TEDx talks, TED in general, they're more about an idea worth sharing. And it doesn't matter the quality of your speech so much, or whether or not you're a good speaker or you're comfortable on stage, things of that nature. It's certainly not a competition. It's just more about an idea worth sharing. And that makes a difference. Well, that is one of the main differences between that and Toastmasters. So now I'm doing a TED Talk, just rolling right out of the World Championships of Public Speaking right into a TEDx Talk. I'm sorry, did I say a TED Talk? That it's not. It's a TEDx Talk, Boise TEDx 2015. And I worked with a speech coach there. TEDx actually requires that you have you get some coaching. And the local coach that was affiliated with that is this woman named Nancy. She's with Boise Speak Well. I trained with her. We didn't have a lot of time. It was down and dirty. I think the call was in September of 2015, and then I was on stage in January. Not a huge amount of time, but enough time. It was tight, but it was great. And we had a great event. But I'll tell you, training for that was much different than the World Championships of Public Speaking. You know, we're really just working on a good idea. Do you have a good idea? How do you convey the idea? Can you connect with the audience? I mean, I think the main thing with a TEDx talk and probably TED Talks in general is how you communicate with your audience, the connection that you have with the audience, and of course, the online audience. At this point, TEDx Talks and TED Talks really are about the general global audience. And if you're talking too locally refined, your talk might not do that well online. Still might be a great TEDx talk, but might not connect with your global audience. Now, like I said, I've done my talk 2015 here in Boise. I expressed a concept which I call disabled thinking. And I'll talk about that more in a podcast coming right up. It's probably going to show up right after next week. So 2 weeks from now, I'll talk about this idea that I have of disabled thinking. And I thought it was a great idea for TED because what TED is looking for in their TED Talks and their TEDx Talks is an idea worth sharing. And I'll tell you this, people ask me all the time how I can do so much with one hand. And then I got to tell you, I got to take it back to the Shaolin Kung Fu, Kwai Chang Kane and the Kung Fu, the TV show that I grew up on with my dad, came on right before Star Trek, early 70s, about a Shaolin monk who was walking the Wild West in the mid to late 1800s. Great show, great show. Got to Google it. But they had a flashback there. And it's not how I got this from the Shaolin Kung Fu show. And it's not how I can do so much with one hand. The question is, how is it that most people cannot do so much with two hands? And I really spend a lot of time thinking about that because there are people that have less than me. There are people with no legs. There are people with no legs and no hands. There's people with no hands. There's people that have a lot less that can do 10 times more than me. So what is that? What is really disabled? Is it our bodies or is it our thinking? And then I was talking to my Buddhist teacher, Dzogchen Kenpo Choga Rinpoche. We're having this discussion about the power of thinking and what makes thinking powerful. And he said, well, look at Alejandro. Alejandro has very powerful thinking, even though he only has one hand. He can do a lot, can do more than all of you, not almost about it. And then later, Kenpo and I were talking about that. And he said, well, you know, Alejandro, what is it? People have disabled thinking. He's like, what would you rather have, a disabled body or disabled thinking? And I thought only for about a hundredth of a second, and I said I would rather have a disabled body. And this idea of disabled thinking is an idea worth sharing. Because if your thinking is disabled, it's going to just disable who you are. So TEDx Boise loved the idea. They thought it was a great opener and actually closed the event. And they just loved the idea. So I got to work with that. I got to work with the coach. And I think we had maybe 5 sessions. I'm not sure what was required at that time. It changes every year. I believe I had 5 practice coaching sessions. We refined some ideas, moved some things around, worked on scaffolding and timing and what ideas needed to be expressed where and how I put the speech together. It was really interesting working with a coach in the vein of TEDx and then also working with a coach in the vein of Toastmasters for the World Championships of Public Speaking. In essence, they're two totally different things. And with TEDx and TED in general, I believe, it's not so much understanding how to use the stage, eliminating ums and ahs, getting rid of quirky movements on stage. It's just more about bringing out your true essence on stage, and of course, being as comfortable as you can be, having good delivery, working the time, not allowed to go over 18 minutes, so to speak. Unless you got a slammin' TED Talk like Sir Ken Robinson, which is probably the most popular TED Talk in history right now, called Do Schools Kill Creativity? You only have a limited amount of time, so it's really about practicing that, trying to get all the ideas in there, and really just conveying your essence and in relation to having an idea worth sharing. For me, that is the essence of a TEDx and a TED Talk. The main question is, do you have an idea worth sharing? And are you very clear on that idea? And are you the person to share that idea? All these things were taken into consideration when I was apparently chosen to do the TEDx talk and chosen to close the event that night. And then in 2016 and 2017, this year, I did a lot of coaching for TEDx talks. And then I also did a TEDx talk in Twin Falls this year. I actually spoke about the single present moment. I mean, everyone's talking about present moment. Oh, be in the moment, be in the moment. But I wanted to express this idea of a single present moment, single present moment thinking only. And just to go off on the side note for a second, it's really interesting because people like to talk about be in the moment, but you really cannot not be in the present moment because the present moment is the only moment that exists. It's the singular moment, single present moment thinking only. All there is a single present moment. So whether you want to believe it or not, we are always in the present moment. Now, being more aware of the present moment, I think, is what people are talking about, trying to really be more focused on the present moment. But to say that you're not in the present moment is actually impossible. But there's a link down below to my two TED talks, my two TEDx talks, so you can check that out. But mostly what I'm talking about is just coaching. I did coaching for the Twin Falls TEDx event this year, and last year and this year I did coaching for the TEDx Boise talks. And that was an interesting thing. I learned a lot. It was really fantastic doing the coaching, helping people along, because we had some very knowledgeable people in their fields, and they had great ideas to share, but it was really about formulating the ideas. I worked, one of my speakers that I coached was the guy in charge of the Boise Bicycle Project. His name is Jimmy Halliburton, and he's got a great, great TEDx talk, TEDx Boise talk. I'll put a link down below where he's at. Maybe I'll just link all the talks that I helped coach down there. But he, at first, you know, he's a great storyteller, and I'm going to actually interview him here shortly, so look for that. The guy's great, and he's doing a great thing in Boise with bicycles and helping out kids, and he speaks a lot. So it's really interesting. At first, he wasn't really resistant, but later he told me, he's like, I didn't really see the point of having a coach for a TEDx talk. But then later he realized how important it was, and he was really grateful, and we had a great time. I loved working with the guy. He was just hilarious, and we had a really special time. Everybody I coached was phenomenal. I coached this 12-year-old girl out of Twin. She had a great talk. Everything will be down. I'll link everyone that I coached, I'll link down there. It's a different process. Because when I'm coaching Toastmasters speakers, not necessarily for competitions, but I have a lot of people that I mentor and they need help writing speeches. You know, writing a speech for a Toastmasters talk or working on a TEDx talk, they're just very different. And mostly what I'm working on when I'm working with TEDx speakers, I'm just trying to draw out their most refined, distilled idea. And can they convey that 100%ly and clearly without a lot of extra juice or getting lost or anything like that? When I was working with Jimmy, we just kind of realized he had a lot of great stories, but none of them actually supported his idea. And that was really, I think, what he got the most out of it. is that we really worked on supporting his idea, and everything that we wanted to talk about that I helped him with just went along with his idea worth sharing. All my people, I work with that. Because 18 minutes seems like a long time, and on some levels it is, but if you don't have a clear idea, you'll get lost. It's easy to spend 12 minutes almost getting ready to prepare your idea in words and then run out of time. And if you really, if you distill your idea down to its most pith format, you should be able to say your idea in 10 words or less, one full sentence. Then it's very easy to fill time because your idea is very clear. The more clear your idea, the more you can talk about it. And it took a lot of work to work with people. Sometimes the first couple coaching sessions was just to refine the idea down so they would be very clear. Once it's clear, it's no problem saying, no, I can't use that, I can't use that, I can't use that, I can't use that. I coached two women. They spoke together. That was a hoot. They spoke about vegetables and fruit and living to be over 100. They do all this research on health and living to be 100. And it took a little bit of work with them to kind of refine their idea down. But I helped them with that. And it was just really fantastic. It's a whole different experience. And then, you know, going to the World Championships of Public Speaking with Toastmasters International, going to one of those conferences, and then attending a TEDx function, phenomenal. Phenomenal. I haven't yet had the experience to attend a full-blown TED Talk conference, but it's on my list. I think I'm going to get there. I want to get there. But they just got a whole different vibe, totally different vibe. You know, Toastmasters, a lot of well-dressed people, a lot of ties, a lot of suits. TEDx, a little more low-key, a little more kickback, a lot of blue jeans, sports jackets, that kind of thing. People just being themselves, being themselves. Toastmasters is a whole different groove. TEDx, TED, whole different groove. You know, it's really interesting. I do both, and I love talking to people that lean one way or another. I talk to a lot of people that only want to do TED or only talk about TED or don't see the point of Toastmasters. And then I have people that I'm associated with in Toastmasters say the same thing. I don't see the point of those TED Talks. There's nothing there. The ums and ahs, and they don't use the stage well and all that. But I'm just trying to get the best parts of both to become the best speaker that I can be in every capacity, in all situations. And yeah, there's things about Toastmasters that I don't necessarily agree with. There's not so much free form going there, and they pay maybe a little too much attention to the technical qualities of speaking. And I don't think they teach enough about bringing out your essence and your true nature and just letting it rip, so to speak. But at the same time, I don't think TEDx focuses enough on that. I mean, they're not really working towards that. It's a whole different direction. It's a whole different point. And when I'm coaching TEDx speakers, I don't pay that much attention to whether they do ums or ahs or they don't walk around. Mostly I'm working with them. If anything, it's about just gesturing more and voice inflection, things of those nature, things of that kind of nature. It's really interesting being affiliated with both of them. And it's really taught me a lot. They're so powerful in their own direction. So powerful. And there's benefits to learn from both. I wouldn't have anyone steer clear of either one for any reason. I would just figure out what they needed as a speaker or what they were looking to do, and I would lean that way. Toastmasters has really so many great benefits. And doing TEDx talks, doing TED talks, they also have great benefits. You can never go wrong watching TED talks or watching some of the World Championship of Public Speaking talks just to get an idea of what's going on with either of them, both of them. They both have great qualities. Toastmasters, however, is much easier to get into. It's just simply much more accessible. And even though TEDx doesn't charge for anything, Toastmasters charges about $90, $100 a year, but it's It's probably the least expensive, highest quality training ratio you're ever going to find. They're just so globally well organized. Not every city has a TEDx talk. And then sometimes, you know, it's hard to make the cut. It's hard to make the cut to get into a TED talk. But I'll give you this advice if you're going to apply for a TEDx talk or even a TED talk. You have to be very clear on your application. And we actually give workshops in Boise, Idaho. Nancy and I, Nancy of Boise Speakwell and myself in the past, have given workshops on how to do a TED talk. Really, it's how to do a TEDx talk. And part of it, the first hour of it, is just how to apply, how to fill out the form, what we're looking for. I mean, I'm reading 60, 70 applications for people that want to give a TEDx talk. And it's just one of the questions is very simple. What is your idea worth sharing? And I have like 8 paragraphs of poetry. As one of the team members who decides, who actually makes the cut to actually do a live audition for their TEDx talk, I'm only interested in your idea worth sharing. For me, it's pretty much, if you can put it in a 1 to 2 sentences, a paragraph at the most, that's what I'm looking for. If there's 8 pages of poetry, you're not going to make my cut. It might make someone else on the selection committee, but not mine. And I'll tell you, in Twin Falls, Kennedy Blair, she gave me her idea in one sentence, and it was so clear, and I knew she was in 100%. In like Flynn. And that's a little bit of advice from me to you out there in Podcastalandia land. If you're filling out an application for TEDx or TED in general, just keep it clear. Keep it to the point. Don't give them anything extra. Just let them know what your idea worth sharing is and why you're the person to do it. And then listen to your coach. Take that coaching. Be open to what there is to learn within the TEDx frequency. Don't be so resistant. Oh, and I said this in Toastmasters, we like to cling to our stories or how we want our stories to be said or heard. And sometimes those things just don't work well. My advice, follow your heart. You want to do a TEDx, apply. And if there's not one in your city, get a hold of TED.com and see if you can become a sponsor, an affiliate, hold the license to offer a TEDx in your city. Or simply, how about this? Just watch more TEDx talks and watch more TED talks. Honestly, they're great. I just love them, and they're everywhere on YouTube. Wow, I think YouTube sensation, Viralination, saved TED in one format. And as a result, many TED Talks and TEDx Talks have helped a lot of people, really supported a lot of people, have inspired a lot of people. And I really believe that's what the TED Talk phenomena is really about. Just sharing ideas, inspiring people, doing great things. You can't go wrong watching a quality TED Talk. They're done well. The videography is great. The ideas are great. It's just really such a fantastic, fantastic medium. So please, watch more talks. It's really interesting. I have a colleague and who I consider a dear friend of mine, Joaquin Ziwantaneo. He's just a great spoken word artist. I mean, this guy is slamming great. And he said that a good writer reads more than they write. And I was a little blown away by that statement. But then when I really thought about it, a good speaker listens more than they talk. And with that, my friends, I am going to sign off and let you go. I'll be looking forward to you next week, where I'm going to talk a little bit about TED versus a toast and maybe something a little bit different. But nonetheless, you're going to have to tune in, and I will talk to you soon. Hey, thanks for tuning in. This is Alejandro with One Hand Speaks. Find me online at onehandspeaks.com and all your social media outlets.